Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Ray Benton's the head coach of Shakopee High School, the football team there. They had a very successful season, state tournament season, and now he's coaching in the All-Star game this Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium. A tradition that's been enhanced by the Minnesota Vikings' participation, and he joins us now. Ray, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on a good season.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Max, for having me, man.
There was an article written today about, you know, run the football, Lakeville South, and Hutchinson ran the football an awful lot. Right. And, you know, it gets into the whole philosophies of coaching and et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, you've been doing this a long time. In general, would most high school coaches say, yeah, we'll run the football until somebody can stop us, because why wouldn't you if no one can stop you? And that was kind of the case with Hutchinson and Lakeville South for a big portion of the year anyway. There's two things that you need to know about passing the ball. Number one is you do it if you need to do it. Number two is you get more kids to come out for the team if they think they might get the ball thrown to them, and so it's a marketing piece of it too. How do you see that run versus pass, and what your identity has to be?
Right. I think you got to look at your community, what kind of kids you have. You know, when I got to Shakopee, I've always been a pistol option type guy. But you know, the one thing that I always think about as a head coach is if you're going to play in the month of November, this weather can get really goofy, and I mean, you can get everything from snow. You can get the bad winds. There's times where you can't even punt because of the winds are so bad. And if you're a throwing team, that shuts your game down. I mean, it really does. So, you know, in the state of Minnesota, if you're gonna make it to the dome, and you're gonna have a chance for a state championship,
and that's the goal, right? I mean, if you're building the real, you know, I mean, if you have access to a program that has those kind of kids, right?
Yep, you have to be able to run that football. I mean, you just do, unless you've got some bona fide arm quarterback that can handle it. But a lot of us aren't blessed to get that. So, you got to be able to run the ball. You know, and on the flip side of that, you got to be able to throw a little bit. You know, now Lakeville South and Hutch, you know, they've been doing really well over the past couple of years. I mean, Hutch has got a history of what they've been doing for years, and pounding the rock. You know, and I know they pounded us back in 2014 in the state championship, and it was. I mean, they do a really good job running that ball, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, and maybe the difference is when those nights when they can't, that's when they're in trouble. Maybe, but you live by it and you die by it, so to speak. You played Lakeville South though this year. You got a good dose of them. What'd you think?
Oh my God, Coach Burke has done a great job with that. They got a great staff over there, but they've got some great kids, man. And I mean, there's times where, you know, I would say the deception. It wasn't so much the deception. The second time, it was really just, I mean, that quarterback, the Cam Dean kid can, I mean, even when you have leverage on him outside, he's a 4'6" kid. He's able to still get outside you and still, I mean, and still house you. I mean, you saw the play, where he takes it the distance where the backside guard pulls and kicks out that corner, on the edge there. I mean, that was a big block by the Wyatt Ron kid, and Cam Dean takes it and he goes 60. I mean, they execute at a very, very high level with everything that they do. And they're not world beaters up front. That's the one thing people probably don't understand. They're not. I mean, the tight ends are good. Obviously, you got the kid that's going to Nebraska. You got the kid that's going to Mankato. But the rest of the line, they're not world beaters, but what they do, and they do it very well, and the backs block very well as well. So I like what they do. They do a really good job.
You had a quarterback go down, or who knows how your season might have turned out, huh?
You know, I'll tell you right now. I mean, we were before he went out, we were averaging close to, you know, 50 points a game, you know, wow. And big time 6A football. And we were headed, I mean, we were headed towards some really big things. We felt like we were, I mean, to one point, almost unstoppable. I mean, there's times we're getting 5-6 yards of carry, and we're saying, hey, what happened on the play? What happened?
That's when you know it's going good, right?
Right. You know what I mean? And he was a big part of that, Dominic Jackson. And, he got hurt second play of the game against Edina, fourth game of the year, and second play of the game, and he was out. And we were just getting into the meat of the schedule when you got North, South, EP. And so we had to do that without him, and that was tough.
What was the injury?
ACL.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Was he a senior?
Yeah. No, he's a junior, so we'll get him back.
Okay, so there's some good news there at least. But you guys still came out and were competitive the rest of the way. And, you know, we look at now, I was looking at the Gophers, for example. They've got, I think, one Minnesotan starting on defense, several more on offense, linemen mainly from actually smaller schools, Monticello, Holy Family, Mayor Lutheran, et cetera. But is Minnesota fortified enough as a state that if you got all the good ones to go to the Gophers, would they be compete for a Big Ten West title? Is that not nearly enough? What is it?
Oh my gosh, I believe that. I mean this. You just look at what happens when kids leave and they go other places. Some of these guys end up going into the NFL. You know what I mean? I think we've got it. I think Minnesota has got some great athletes, always great linemen, good quarterbacks. You're going to see it in the All-Star game. I mean, there's kids. I mean, these kids are mammoths. Some of these linemen. These athletes, I mean, the Joey Gerlach kid from Woodbury was just offered by the University of Minnesota, and there's kids just like him out there. You know what I mean? So I think if Minnesota got the best of Minnesota, which I think most of the time they do get, I think the Gophers can still keep rising. I mean, they're a top 25 program. You know, I know Coach Fleck wants to get in the top 10, you know, top 5. They want to be a Rose Bowl, you know, team each year, you know, beat the Michigans and the Ohio State. There's nothing like getting your hometown talent because I think those kids understand what Gopher football is all about. They understand the weather. They understand what putting on the maroon and gold is, what it means. They understand that M on the side of the helmet means more than a kid probably that's coming from Florida, you know what I mean, or that's coming from Texas. Those kids are coming here, yeah, they want to play in the Big Ten, but do they bleed that maroon and gold like a lot of kids that are born and raised here?
Ray Benton is our guest. Now, you know, one of the things that you got to counsel kids through right now is what is the real opportunity at the college coming from high school? Because it can look like A and it can be B real quick with that transfer portal. And so you can say, hey, man, they've got a senior at my position and I'm going to go there because the next year after that I can compete for the starting spot. Oops, maybe not.
Yep. Right.
How do you counsel kids through that in terms of what they look for now in a school when it's changed?
You know, And with that, you know, what happened with COVID and giving all these guys an extra year, it's made recruiting, I think, for college coaches, it's been really nice because they're able to really bolster their rosters. But, you know, if your kid, like just last year, I mean, we had kids that were, I mean, strong Division II kids, and it was tough to get these guys into schools because a lot of seniors decided to stay. And so when those seniors decided to stay, they don't have enough room on campus. They don't have enough money. Same thing at the Division I level. You know, they get 115 scholarships, you know, divvied up, and now you got this whole recruiting class that's coming in, and they're going, hey, we're looking at gray shirts, and we're looking at preferred walk-ons, and they just don't have the money. So recruiting got backed up a little bit, but the ball became really good, right? So
yeah.
The way I've been trying to tell these kids is, look, you got to go with who wants you. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough to, I mean, yeah, if you're the Emmets of the world and these guys that get these, you know, 8 and 10 offers a year and those type of things, and you're a 4-star guy and you got all these different offers, I'm not talking about those kids. I'm talking about the kids that are, you know, these FCS kids, these, you know, maybe, you know, low FBS kids. That's really good football players coming out of the state of Minnesota that are, it's tough.
And like Trey Lance, for example, right?
Say again?
Like Trey Lance, who's, you know, he gave that's the route he went.
Yeah, just like that. You know, but go with who likes you, man. I mean, and that's the thing. Everybody wants to, you know, see the big stars and see the big eyes and all those things. But go with who wants you. That's what I try to tell the kids. You know, go see the campus. Do you like the coaches? You know, coaching's it's a business. I mean, as you can see right now, it's a carousel. These coaches leave, and if you're not attached to that coach, are you attached to the campus? Are you attached to the schemes? Are you attached to this?
That's right, man. Yeah, what are you attached to, right? Is it the position coach? Is it the fact that they run this offense? Do you like the campus, or did you not even notice the campus, you know?
Right. I mean, and you look at that transfer portal right now, it's unbelievable. And I think it's, you know, football used to be the one sport that was, you know, you get there, man, you bleed that color, that's what it is.
Yep.
Nobody leaves. You know, basketball is ridiculous. Those guys are leaving constantly. Yep. But now it's football now. I mean, there's guys, I mean, just check it out. There's guys leaving constantly.
Yeah, it's real simple. You go, hey, you need a defensive lineman, and I'm a run stopper, and I'm second string at Clemson, so I'll come play for you. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I got one year left, and you can use me. So if you can use me, let's go, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now the All-Star game, you only get 3 days to practice before you play the game. How much do you put into that? What can you do? What can these kids grasp?
You know, we got a lot of ears out there right now, Max, so I can't tell you everything.
Right. But can you teach any? I mean, how quickly can they grasp it, or do you send them a bunch of a playbook electronically right now and say, have this down?
Well, they're all-stars, number one. These are some of the best players in the state of Minnesota. You know, we're going to keep things simple, but, you know, throw some wrinkles in there. And we're gonna be just fine. We're gonna be just fine. I mean, you get up to 10 formations. Whether you want to use all 10 formations, that's on you and the staff. We're actually meeting. We've met a few times. We've done Zoom calls, everything like that. And now today, tonight, we're putting in all of our practice plans and everything like that. And
then who you got for quarterback? Who you got for quarterbacks in your team?
We have Evan Barth out of Park Cottage Grove.
Yep.
And we have the kid out of Mankato East. Gosh, I'm the
kid. They had a good year.
Right,
yep.
Now. Yes, yes. But we got some really good players. Really good players coming. So I can't wait to get with them tomorrow.
Well, that'll be fun and a fun few days. The way the Vikings do it, that's turned into a, you know, really memorable event because you can play at U.S. Bank Stadium too.
Oh, that's going to be a great experience for a lot of these kids. I mean, for coaches as well. You know, I've got. My coaching staff, I got Ryan Galindo out of Washburn. I got Doug Wanyos out of Owatonna, Jim Gunderson, Holy Angels, Matt Lundeen out of Redwood Falls, and Jeff Johnson, state championship out of Chatfield. You know, that's the South staff.
Ooh, that's pretty good staff now.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys will be talking some serious ball late into the nights, what you guys are going to be doing.
That's right.
Well, Ray, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Saturday, but fun just to talk about football in general with you.
Yes, always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.